You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, Ricardo Gonçalves with SBS On The Money for this Monday, the 18th of January 2021. It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap. Later, retail stocks in focus and where is their value in the share market? James Whelan will tell us. But first, let's start with China and its economic recovery, because China looks like it had the only major economy in the world to grow last year, up 2.3%. And while that's the slowest since 1976, remember it includes a massive 6.8% contraction at the beginning of the year because of the COVID shutdown. So what's interesting is that it looks like the Chinese economy is ramping up, because on a year-on-year basis, GDP expanded by 6.5% in the December quarter. That's the fastest in 2 years, completing what is known as a V-shaped recovery. So for more on that, I spoke earlier with ComSec economist Ryan Felsman. Ryan, what do you make of China's economic growth numbers?
Well, what it shows is that the Chinese economy has experienced a V-shaped recovery from the pandemic hit that they saw back in the March quarter. Back then, we did see economic growth contract by around 6.8%, the biggest contraction on record due to those government restrictions. And success in suppressing the virus in China is largely behind that economic recovery. So in the December quarter, we saw growth of 2.6%, and also that pushed up the annual growth rate. So in the December quarter from a year ago, we saw growth of 6.5%, the strongest in about 2 years, up from 4.9%. So we saw an acceleration into the end of the year, and that was really on the back of industrial activity. We saw manufacturing expand very strongly. Industrial production was up by 7.3%. We did see retail sales weaken a little bit, up by 4.6% over the year. But broadly, what we have seen is fiscal stimulus that has boosted activity in particular, and that will benefit Australia.
Yeah, and what does that mean for Australia?
Well, we have seen, in terms of the Australian relationship with China, certainly deteriorate politically over the course of 2020. And we have seen a deceleration in exports to China of about 0.4%. But then again, we have seen very, very strong industrial activity in China, and that really has boosted iron ore demand. So we have seen record volumes of iron ore on a rolling annual basis. Iron ore exports to China are around 139 billion on a rolling annual basis through to November. So at record highs, the iron ore price at the end of last year straddled 9-year highs and currently remain very elevated. So that really has provided an income boost to the Australian economy. That said, though, we have seen some weakness, particularly in the services sector, certainly for international students and tourism, with those international borders closed.
Ryan Felsman there from ComSec. Let's take a look now at the Australian share market, starting off the week lower by 0.8% on the S&P ASX 200, 6,663. That is a one-month low. The likes of BHP down 2.9%. The banks were also weaker pretty much across the board. QBE was a standout loser, down 5.7%. But we got some upbeat updates from the retailers. So JB Hi-Fi actually rose 3.8%. But Super Retail Group fell 1%. For more on all those stories, I spoke earlier with James Whelan from VFS Group. James, the market's down today. Why?
Looks like no leads from the US tonight, being MLK holiday, and maybe a little bit of tension coming up in the US too. The default setting in 2020 was for it usually to be a buy situation. In 2021, it seems like the general default is just to take it easy and take a little bit of risk off the table at this time of the month.
JB Hi-Fi, super cheap with some great numbers. We also heard from Premier Investments, its CEO is leaving. What do you make of the sector? Because it seems like every time we hear about some profit numbers or sales numbers, shares rise.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So we've seen that in 2021, the cynicism that was regarding the retail space, a little bit saying that maybe JobKeeper paying for Italian couches and TVs. Not so much the case, as we're seeing that as the economy continues to rebound and find its footing, that, and Australians can't actually travel overseas. So there's a bit of a fact for you here, Ricardo, which is that Australians actually spent more overseas than overseas spent on us. So we can't travel overseas and overseas can't come to see us. Our savings rates are through the roof, and we're needing to spend that money on ourselves. That's going into the retail space, which is great. So we're seeing companies like JB Hi-Fi and Supercheap go really well. Harvey Norman also expected to go amazingly. Also relating to not just the sales, but also the stocks and holding them too. they're seen as being some beautiful places to pick up some dividends as well. So yield-hungry investors really finding a space in that area to pick up a little bit of income in a place where income is a little bit difficult to find.
Okay. And which part of the market are you liking at the moment, and where are you seeing value?
Value is the key word there, my friend. It is very much as we continue to see maybe an uptick in inflation, an uptick in real yields, so potential rates rising in the future as well. We're going to see a revaluation of the lofty growth sector that's going to go down into more the value side. So anything with a cheap ratio might be the play for 2021. It's a great way to stay safe in your portfolio and maybe take some profit off the table that you saw in 2020.
James Whelan there from VFS Group. That is SBS On The Money for this Monday, the 18th of January, 2021. It's a shorter one than usual. We'll be back with more tomorrow. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Business Ricardo.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.